You could look at the statue of David, created by Michelangelo Buonarroti, which is a piece of art, and it should fill you with joy if you know nothing will. This is not given to animals, it's given to you. So look at you. You have more than animals. What's the animals need? Eat, not be eaten, have sex, period. Reproduce. This is what animal is here for. And you have that. You have even more than enough. You know, those three, two of them doesn't exist for you anymore. You will not be eaten, and you have more than enough to eat. The remaining is sex. So what's up? Why aren't you happy? This happy man told us about it. First of all, he said, because your intelligence doesn't give a damn about you. Understand it. Your intelligence is handmade for you. And your intelligence is in love with the goldsmith. And live it that way. Understand it and give it to the goldsmith. Second, your intelligence, the governor of your life, is not well informed because it looks around and will gather superficial information and will do something which looks very logic to you and looks very silly to me. What is it that looks very logic to you and very funny to me? Honestly, it's base of your logic, and to me is one of the funniest stuff, especially to me. What is it? Comparison. You compare the things and arrive to a conclusion, isn't it? That's the basic of logic. You compare the things, right? And it's really funny because I could never compare anything without a statue of Dario. Never. All the comparisons are ridiculous. Because I believe in uniqueness. Because that logic is the extension of animal logic. To look, compare, and judge. See, there is no digging in this process. Look, compare, judge. This is what you normally do. He said, listen, you will be confused between baldness and breaking the jar. Remember the story? The parrot and the merchant. Second story. What was the third story about? He said it's much more than that. There is something that you bring from the universe of animals because you're an animal to begin with. And that preoccupy you for good. You will say something that when I talk about it, inside I talk differently than this. Here I'm talking to you, but before the thought are here, I sit inside, and it's amazing because I remember yesterday I was talking in book 6 and Rumi was still talking about this in another way. Look at you. What do you do daily? From waking up to going back to sleep, your mind is thinking. Tick, 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 tick. Which is not thinking really. talking. And who is the listener to this talk? You are. You're listening to this. And what is this saying? Constantly? You tell me. Could you? How come that you're listening to it and you cannot? But I'm not listening to you, thanks God, but I know what is she saying inside. What is it saying to you? It says, me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. I want, I don't want, I like, I don't like. Me, me, look at me. Is it? That was the story. He said, you are at the center of the universe for yourself. With a very simple idea. Whoever is thinking like you is a good fellow. That's how you find your friends, right? They think like you. Of course not they think like you. They talk like you. That's why you prefer the people with your language, because their accent doesn't bother you. You will find the people with the same root of that ruthless culture. Nationalism and all that is because you're looking for somebody like you. And thanks God that somebody doesn't exist here. Because you are enough troublemaker in this universe. Because given the opportunity, you will kill the others. Other bother you. Even the word, the others. Those people. You even make an imageless image of them to terrorize yourself and your surrounding people. And that fellow in you will make a fire that will burn only you. Remember, the last thing we left was the second king made a fire to burn whoever doesn't believe like me. Whoever doesn't think like you is crazy enemy. And whoever thinks like you is ridiculous. He said, this is one side of the coin. This is one major problem you have. Because you are egocentric, narcissist. You are busy with yourself. And when you're busy with yourself, what do you see inside when you see inside? When you're looking inside, when you're talking me, 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 that intelligent. What is intelligent looking at? Remember? Remember the last story we read directly about that? This lady looks in shortcomings. What is not there? Because what is there is there. This is the animal. If the food is here, don't think about food. Think about something else, right? Therefore, in you, your brain is constantly looking for something missing. And we never appreciate what you have. Because it's not made for that. That's the intelligence. Today, we're going to look at the other side of this intelligence. This intelligence from outside is quite visible. That this intelligence has a vizier and is self-centered, and we do everything to harm the enemies, no matter who the enemy is. And we burn, light a fire, and we burn from your side. Today we look at that. Another side of this coin, another kind of duality. Over you divided the universe to friendly or non-friendly to me. good or bad to me. You are the center of this universe, in a way. Because you and only you know what's going inside you. Which is not true. But apparently you believe that. The other side of the coin is, you do the same thing with the idea and thinking and the universe of imagination. You try to do the same over there. In the universe of imagination, you hang on to your dualities. First duality was me or not me. Second duality is again me or not me. This time about the outside, what's happening outside. What is outside to you? And what is your power? Over there, there is a duality between having hope and faith in this outside, or having faith in my power, my will, and my doing. Which one is it? Is it my doing, or is faith is outside? Which one is it? Remember? Now we finished all of it. You remember? Rumi showed clearly that it's not this or that. Because you are making this duality, there is no duality. Yes, working together, two pieces of one function, yes. But it's not duality. He told us a story. A long story, because it's a very long argument. It's a long argument because you have a lot to say in it. A lot of what? A lot of nonsense. Because that's the way you understand being. You are pro or conch. You look at the things and you label them bad or good. If you know a little bit better, you should know that everything is bad and good. Both at the same time. And it's not the way you look at it. The story is the story of the animals in a farmland. There is this lion stuff and the rest of them. Why that category? Why did he divide it to the lion and the rest? John. Why did he do that?
I
just explained it to you. I said, all of these divisions comes from you. You do it. You brought it in. You believe in the lion and the rest. No animal believes in that. For animals, there are different creatures. But for you, is the king and the rest. Why the lion is the king? Simple. Powerful. Because of the power. Because he could kick the ass, period. And you believe in that. You believe in the power and nothing else. So you divide this universe to the powerful ones and non-powerful ones. This is what the animals do. When it comes to the power, they run away from the powerful ones. So you do the same thing. And look at you. You don't do it outside because you don't come out. You're talking and you're living inside of you. That inside you decide to do this or not to do this, to try for it, not to try for it. And that inside, you're counting on the power available to you. So to you, the most important part of you is your power. Is when you can do something. Your visible force. That's what you believe in.